This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. After shutdown swept entire nations during the first surge of the coronavirus earlier this year, some countries and U.S. states are trying to more targeted measures as case rises again around the world. New York's new round of coronavirus shutdown zeroes in on individual neighborhoods, closing high schools and businesses and hotspots measuring just a few square miles. Spanish officials limited travel to and from some parts of Madrid before restrictions were widened throughout the capital and some suburbs. Italian authorities have sometimes quarantined spots as small as a single building. While some countries have reinstituted nationwide closures, others hope smaller-scale shutdowns can work this time. The U.S. can now test several million people daily for coronavirus, but the boom comes with a new challenge. That's keeping track of the results. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Coronavirus testing sites are legally required to report their results to public health agencies. But state health officials say the results from many of the rapid tests now being administered are going unreported. That means some COVID-19 infections may not be counted. And experts say the situation could get worse. The government is shipping 100 million of the newest rapid tests for use in public schools, assisted living centers, and other new testing sites with little training or staffing to properly report the results. Ben Thomas, Washington.
According to AP, new virus relief will have to wait until after the November election in the United States. Congress is past the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus aid soon, with differences between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Republicans, and U.S. President Trump being insurmountable. This is VOA News.